Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of takeoff? Hey, hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been moved. You were hating on the low. I've been moved. They were hating on the low. I've been moved. He was hating on the low. I've been moved. Hating on the low, I been new, I been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake, but it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole scratching, they messy, bitches be broken, be petty. Hate on the low and it show, cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. 19, have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flippin' for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of cake, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face, Lord. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been moved. You were hating on the low. I've been moved. They were hating on the low. I've been moved. He was hating on the low. I've been moved. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new. That they were hating on the low, I see through all that fake light window. But I'm G'd up from the feet up, I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga, you nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out.
What? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been moved. You were hating on the low. I've been moved. They were hating on the low. I've been moved. He was hating on the low. I've been moved. She was hating on the low.
What's happening, world, and welcome back to another episode of Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and my awesome sauce co-host, Mo Benz. What it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? What's up, world? I'm just tired as fuck, so I'm just kind of like on lounge mode tonight. So, you know, I know Black holding it down. But yeah, man, you know, another Sunday fun day. You know how we do. So let's get it in. You know what I'm saying? Real talk.
I know you get into the bag. I never heard you sound like this.
Like,
I know you getting money. Like you hear it in your voice. You sound depleted.
But I'm here. You don't lie, but I'm here for the people, though.
Yeah, I'm here for the people. That's what's up, man. Shout out to Mo Beezy for squeezing one out, man. I've been there plenty of times. You already know. Let's shout out our top five countries tuning in all over the world. Number five is going to be Mexico. Mexico. Number four is Australia, the land down under. Number three is our good people out in South Africa. tell a friend and another friend to tune in, man. Let's get South Africa, East Africa, let's get West Africa, let's get North Africa. Man, let's tune in and turn up, man. I love it. Number two, United Kingdom. Number one is going to be the United States. So shout out to everybody that's tuning in. Shout out to the other people in other countries that tune in to the show. That are counted within our show count, that are not counted within our show count. For the people, when you download the little widget, you know, download the widget and it's another way. It doesn't count actively. So it is what it is, man. We know y'all here. We know y'all supporting. We still here. We still going. And we appreciate that. We appreciate that. So tonight, well, okay, let me talk about my week, which it wasn't really, really much for me this week. I'm going through that transformation stage, you know, where, you know, things just, you know, things are just, everything starts to look different around me, you know, like everything is looking different around me.
It's a new season.
And being more reserved, like, okay, what am I putting my energy into? What am I putting my attention into? And so lately I have been strictly focused on school. So I'm going to Orisha school, which actually prepares you with the knowledge that is needed to be, you know, Ola Orisha or Iyanifa, what they call it, or Babalawo. And the thing about this is that I had already knew that, you know, it was for me to get initiated. But for me, you know, the people close to me say I'm a perfectionist, and I don't consider it that. I just like to know, you know, I want the knowledge and I want to grow. And for some time now, I have been on this journey to find, like, a support system with people that I could really grow from, right? And so I hadn't found it. You know, I found people, but they had a purpose, but it wasn't to teach. You know, it wasn't to teach me. And so, you know, I had asked the universe, I spoke it into the universe, for me to find somebody that's teaching a class that wasn't expensive, that I can just, you know, get endless content, endless information, and be able to grow. And I did that a while back once I seen, like, you know, a lot of people, they see the money, you know, like, hey, you know, here's the money, let's get to it. A lot of things that they charge a lot of money for here, they don't charge a lot of money for in certain places in Africa, right? A lot of these things, this is your birthright. And then you have some people that just really charge a lot of money for you to access your birthright, you know? And so I just connected with EFI, and I said, this is what I need, and I found it. Tuition is stupid cheap. And his mission is really just to, you know, guide us and give us the tools that we need. So I've been doing this school thing. I'm so much more confident. Of course, it's beneficial on the spiritual aspects. There's a lot that I cannot talk about, but there are some things that I can. So, you know, that will pour into, you know, our first Sunday of the month spiritual conversation. What's happening, Smooth, with the check-in. And so I'm excited about that. You know, I wouldn't even call it time-consuming, because when I get up, it's just like I'm already led. I'm led to the book, so I'm led to go, you know, sign in to, you know, the school. And when I start, it's just like, you know, when you get into something that you're interested in, you're not counting the time that you're doing it, because by the time you're doing it, a whole hour plus has passed by, and you're like, sheesh, I've been doing this for that long, you know? That's the type of energy that, you know, I've been collecting from this. So I'm thankful. I'm very grateful to the universe for aligning me with that. So that's where my focus has been, doing some changing up on YouTube, staying consistent with the new changes, which, you know, I'm excited about that part, and just, like, really going with the flow this week, man. It was spring clean week for me and the boys here as well. So, yeah, I've just been real laid back, man. How was your week, Mo? That you sound so depleted.
Yeah, so my week, you know, just grinding, you know, getting to the bag. So I'm calling this week Grounded in Space, you know, because I am totally spiritual. I am not religious at all. You know what I'm saying? We've had this conversation numerous times. But every so often, I don't just, like, denounce I don't fully just denounce my Christianity, you know. So every so often, because, you know, my two grandmothers, you know, they were very Christian, and one of my grandfathers. So every so often, I do draw strength from that, you know what I'm saying? So I do have a cross. And like I said, I don't go to church like that. I don't, you know, like, listen to preachers and all that. But every so often, you know, like I said, because I have different jewelry, you know what I'm saying? I just got, like, a small little cross. And every so often, I will just put it on, you know what I'm saying, when I just feel like to just get grounded a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I believe the universe is God, but sometimes, you know, I just got to get grounded in my own faith. And, you know, so I just did that this week. And, you know, and then my wife's mother's a big-time, you know, Christian. And, you know, I always, you know, when certain things come my way, I, you know, whether it could be some voodoo type stuff. It could be Christianity, you know. For a while in my high school years, it was Islam, you know what I'm saying? So I never denounce it. I always, you know, try to, like, channel it and see where it's coming from and see why this is coming my way. So long story short, you know, I'm always a reader. I've been reading this book called The Magic. And, you know, it's really interesting because, you know, it's like a book that you kind of, you know, you read certain things and it gives you, like, certain, like, kind of assignments to do. So one assignment was to write down, like, you know, 10 things that you're grateful for. You know what I'm saying? So I did that. Another thing was to, you know, I have, like, little stones that I've collected over the years, like little crystals and stuff like that. So it was, like, you know, find, like, a magic rock. And, you know, it sounds superficial or kind of corny at certain times, you know, to some people. But it's kind of been interesting because, like, with the rock, and I always, like, you know, when I do this show, I usually have, like, a rock out or one of my crystals out, and, you know, as we're talking or whatever. But I was able to grab one, and one of the assignments was, like, you know, just before you go to sleep, you know, grab this rock and, like, hold it in your hand and just be thankful for the happiest part of your day or the thing that you, you know, made you smile that day or whatever. So it just has you being thankful for certain things. And then another assignment was to, like, get, like, a dollar bill and write on a dollar bill. Let me see if I can find my little magic dollar bill that I wrote on. And it said, what did it say? Thank you for all the money I've been given throughout my life. You know what I'm saying? So it just talked about, you know, all the time when you were just, like, a kid, and, you know, and money just came your way because, it, you know, your parents had to provide for you, your family had to provide for you. So, you know, so that's got me kind of, you know, I told you each season I'm a different person, so this is kind of like my fall in tune, you know, type-ish. And then, you know, I was reading my Prodigy book, you know, big shout out to Prodigy and Mobb Deep, but I had to kind of put that down a little bit. I'll pick it back up later. And my wife had my wife's mother, you know, as a Christmas gift or some gift, you know, every time she comes up, she like brings gifts or whatever. She just came up like in July. But she left me this book called T.D. Jakes, Strength for Men, Solutions for Women, Emotions, Being Strong. You know, it says, even strong men struggle. So I kind of just started diving into that a little bit. So like I said, I just zone out, and I don't know. It's like right now, that's the energy I'm in. That's what's gravitating towards. But like I said, I'm a spiritual being. But that just kind of got me in the zone a little bit, like going into this whole form.
Really appreciate this show tonight. See, that's why Spirit walked me into doing this topic.
So, you know, so that's really it. So I'm just, like, grounded in faith and just, you know, letting the universe dictate what's next. But yeah, that's what I spent my week, you know.
And, you know, I'm very spiritual, but, you know, sometimes, okay, I don't denounce a pastor because they're a pastor, right? Because they are Christian or they're pushing, you know, because they only know, you know, what they were brought up to understand, and that's what their conviction is. But if I hear one that's speaking a message, you know, I'm going to support it, you know? Like, they be speaking, it's like the message be on point. You know, you don't know who the message is going to come from. That's why
somebody's radio or somebody's has a backlog, man. Like somebody need to cut their radio down or something. Like you talking about, you have an echo at the same time.
Let me see. Hold on.
Yeah, Mo is out and about tonight, so I did catch it. I thought that it would have, you know, went away, but it's gone.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to make sure I'm like adjusted.
Okay. So, you know, if I hear a message from a pastor and it is hitting me, you know, I take it in because I understand that you don't shoot the messenger. You know what I'm saying? Pay attention to the message. So, you know, there was a couple of posts that I posted on my Instagram that had, you know, a preacher speaking in the background, you know. And honestly, being Ianifa, Olarisha in training, that we looked at in the same way. You know what I'm saying? We just, you know, we're in a deeper context. So, you know, I wholeheartedly understand. I'm not about to wear a cross, though, but, yeah, I put on an
arm. Oh, no. And let's get this clear. Like, it's not the cross that I'm putting on and it's all outside of my wardrobe. Because I don't like that. I don't like when people do that with crosses, inks, or whatever. Like, where it's just swinging and you're just wearing it to be wearing it. Like, this, you would never know I used to have it on. And like I said, every so often, like I said, when I just feel like the need. Because basically for this, it really brings me back to my grandmothers. You know what I'm saying? My grandmothers are always just faithful women. And it just, you know, it just gives me the strength of them. You know what I'm saying? So it's different for me. You know what I'm saying? As far as that. But I'm not wearing it just that's not the case. But go ahead.
How was your week, Smooth?
Man, it's been busy, man. I've had a shitload of interviews. And I've been doing a shitload of Zoom consultations with Jackson, Mississippi, with all their fucking water problems. So y'all been having a good week, and I've been cussing people out.
You know, it's absolutely, I guess it was something that Spirit wanted me to address, because I literally, right before this show, just shared a post how the United States, they gave Ukraine money. They gave Israel money. They gave somebody else money. But then Mississippi, they like, don't drink the water. You know what I'm saying? And it's just a dire need for the leaders to start leading, you know, in our community. They feel as though they've tainted enough people to have enough sheep. But with the Great Awakening happening right now, we got to do something about coming together and uniting as one, even as the leaders, to push through, right? And create a formula for the community. You know, you can't let, you know, the thing is that we want everybody to know everything. Right? And this is like the whole point of like being in this school, you know. Everybody can't know everything, but they don't have it closed off enough to know who's coming in and who's not, right? Because they put their people everywhere. But the leaders need to come together and lead and understand the sheeple are there to, you know, sheep to follow. But we got to do something better for us, because all this money that they taking and putting over there, they taking our money. We pay the most taxes. You know, we taxed on everything. Like they taking from us, giving it to everybody else, and not helping us. And that shit is like, I'm over it. But
I mean, I understand that statement, but that statement has nothing to do with Jackson, Mississippi. Jackson, Mississippi is 100% ignorance and incompetence. You see what I'm saying? The conversation I've had with Jackson, Mississippi has been had for the last 2 years on my part. So, like, no. That shit was deliberate. They've been fucking up. They've been incompetent. They've been ignorant. And now all of a sudden, we need help. Nah, bitch. No, I've been trying to take that shit over. So, yeah, fuck Jackson.
Well, shout out to Jackson.
But I understand about the Jackson State with old boy Deion Sanders, I'm cool with that. But as far as Jackson, as far as Jackson as an entirety, as a municipality, man, fuck them. Suck a dick.
You know, I went to school there in good old Mississippi.
Congratulations.
So.
But as far as the municipality, fuck. As far as the municipality, fuck. You see what I'm saying? I've been dealing with these motherfuckers all week. You see what I'm saying? All week. Now all of a sudden they want a nigga advice. No, bitch. Fuck you. Fuck you. You see what I'm saying?
I like how you shouted out Deion Sanders, though. Big shout out to your coach today.
So, good energy, and hopefully I can restore both of your, everybody's energy, right? That is able to listen to the show. Okay, we're jumping into the first week, which is my week for a spiritual conversation. So, just like they got the Ten Commandments, right? You know, I had this conversation. I was just having this conversation with a day or two ago, and they was like, the 16 laws is like the Ten Commandments. I'm like, no, the Ten Commandments is like the 16 laws. Like all of these things were taken and molded from, you know, African spirituality. But there are 16 laws, okay? There's 16 laws, Odu, Ika, Ofun, for long life and good health. Yeah, I'm learning Yoruba at the same time. I'm learning a different language at this far in my life. So, yeah, it's a lot going on here. You know, I think I need to get me a friend that knows how to speak clear English but can yet speak Yoruba that can guide me into getting this, honey. I got a book here, and I got lost about the second or third page. I was like, see, Spirit, you're going to have to guide me through this. But it's 16 laws that we must govern ourselves by, right? And there's that feedback again.
Yeah. Lower your volume or something, man.
Hold on.
Hit the mute button.
No, that's not me.
Well, like, who else
okay, I lowered my volume.
Is it better now?
So, okay. Yeah, I don't hear it anymore.
Now it's good?
All right, so there are 16 laws that one must abide by. So the thing about Ifa is that it's not saying just do this because, you know, you got to do more than this. But, you know, it's like what Christians understand as the Ten Commandments. These are, you know, 16 things that we live by, right? The codes, the laws, our laws. And then, you know, along with initiation, ebo, and divination, you know, these things, you know, our life becomes a better place, right? And so a lot of people here, you know, I have people that know me from back home, and they be like, girl, you into them roots? And I'm like, yeah, I'm in the roots. I'm in the roots, and my lineage. My lineage is my roots, you know, where my people come from. And I'm sure that that's not what they're talking about. Because they'll be like, no, you know what I'm talking about, that voodoo stuff and this, that, and the other. And I'm like, it's actually called Voodoo. You know, and this is practiced by the people in Benin. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes,
like
my
you know,
peoples.
It's one of those Benin things of
peoples. I got that in me.
Yeah, like you know, guiding you, you know, guiding my people, and you know, and I'm still a student, right? And I probably, you know, my entire life I will be a student because I don't denounce that, you know. I feel like the path that I have taken by going to school so much and getting all of these titles and things like that, to not even want to use those titles prepared me for this moment, right? For the second half of my life, right? I'm at a point. I'm in the second half. I'm going to the second half. So prepare me for the second half of my life, right? Which is my beginning. You know what I'm saying? My new beginning. And so being a lifetime student, because I've been a student, you know, since kindergarten till now, you know, a lot of schooling. So I feel like, you know, I'm still a student, so I'm still growing and I'm still learning, but knowledge is important, right? And so that's why I may stop and explain some things, because it's like we got to get on the same page here instead of thinking that this is bad for you. This is when you go read that Bible, and if you really sat down to understand Ifa, you would be like, wait, and Ifa is older, if I'm not mistaken, than that. Yeah, older than that, right? Because they changed everything around when it came to Christianity over here. So, anywho, you will realize who the copycat is, who the corporate is when it comes to understanding EFI. So I ask that, you know, one, gain knowledge, enlightenment, you know, step into your ashe, step into your power to learn these things. And that's what my spiritual conversations will be about, as much as I can, to enlighten, you know, our people, you know, and our different lineages. I'm not trying to recruit anybody. I'm just giving enlightenment, all right? So the 16 laws for long life and good health. The first one is one should not lie. And as short as it is, you will feel like that's easy. It's not, because sometimes the lie just slide right out. It could be a white lie. It could be a gray lie. It could be a bold lie. It could be a white, you know, a black lie, whatever the case may be. Understand the contents of the universe is black and white. So when you used to hear them make the statement, there is no color, that's what they meant. Like, a lot of this stuff they put right in your face. A lot of this stuff they gave you the information, but you didn't know what to do with it. And so now they kind of kicking themselves that they gave as much information as they did, because it was funny to them when we didn't understand. We didn't understand what they're saying, and now we overstand the message, right? So there is no color. It's black and it's black and it's white, right? And so Mo spoke earlier about, you know, he believes God is the universe. And just his wording on that is absolutely perfect, because understand that God is in you, God is in me, you know, your Ori. Your Ori come down with you. Ori, your Ori's a God. God is within you. You are God. And guess what? You are the universe. So we talked about this before. We had a show about this before, about you being the universe, right? So just imagine, like, I do these little sessions on YouTube called Chat with SG. And, you know, if you watch tarot or something like that, I'm going to find something else to equate it to. But when you're watching tarot, right, it's giving you the energy that you are currently in, right? And then when you finally make up your mind that you no longer want to hail in that energy and you change your energy, then the message changed, right? And people be like, well, how can tarot be for the collective and so on and so forth? Because the thing is, you have to understand that you are not the only one feeling this way. And we tend to think, like, everybody's different, you know, everybody is this. But we are actually not. We're not as indifferent as they want you to believe. So when I read for the collective, it's because there's a collective amount of energy within each side that can relate to the same message. So we are all spiritual beings having a human experience, right? And we're sifting our way through the universe. When someone is just feeling some type of way when it comes to love, when it comes to finances, you're not the only one. And so if we can verbalize what we're going through more, right, you'll have more help. But verbalizing it on social media turns into a depression party. You know, then you go to see it. It's certain things I can post, and it can start off with one card that is, you know, of a lower vibrational energy or one word, and that video would just go viral. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to hear happy and love, and they want to hear, you know, depressed, you know, detached, hardship, things like that. You know, they go viral. And so you got a lot of people that have already materialized this depression party, and they benefit off of it greatly financially. So it's just for us as leaders to go hard and explain more, right? So back to it. You should not lie. That's a one day at a time, because some people, they just used to lying, right? They used to doing what they do. And I feel like if you are doing anything in your life that if someone asks you a question and you cannot tell them the truth, then, you know, you're probably not doing it right. Coming up with the excuse of, it ain't that. I just don't want them in my business. That's something else, and we're going to get to that. You should not perform initiation, airborne divination without complete knowledge. Again, initiation, airborne divination goes along with these laws for long life, right? You can't just be like, okay, well, I'm going to do this and somebody's going to come save me. No, you know, this is about reciprocity. You get out what you put in, right? And that's life. We want equal reciprocity in our relationships. We want equal reciprocity at work. If I'm doing this work, I need to get paid for it. So why do you think that spirit is not going to require you to put something in? It's not what you have been told. Okay, just go and pray, and it's going to come to you. You know, just follow the Ten Commandments, and everything is going to be okay. That's not how this works. You have to put something in order to get something out, right? And just to verify, because people be saying weird shit, human sacrifice is not accepted at all in EFI, right? And so people get twisted in their brain, and yeah, no, we cannot do human sacrifice.
So black.
And there are several other religions that offer sacrifice of animals, such as the Jews, the Buddhism, you know, so on and so forth. So we're not the only ones that do animal sacrifice. What was you going to say, Mo?
So I was saying, was that number two? Because you was writing it. You was going down with the 10, right? So this is number two that you just said.
I'm going to 16. Saying, huh? This is number two.
Six. This is number two. Okay. No, I was just saying, if you could say the number, so I know where you're at.
Okay. You so this is number two.
Yeah.
So number three, you should not mislead people with wrong information. Right? Again, that goes back to the lie part. Nah, I just don't want them in my business. Right? We have to ground ourselves with the just of the laws. Right? We can't. People feel as though because you can change anything once you are created, other than your birth and your you know, date that you expire in human form. But there's laws that one must abide by. And if you abide by these laws, you will understand the things that you cannot do, right, within this. Like, everything is to the extent of, even, you know, in every aspect of your life, you know. That's what a law is, right? So you should not mislead people in life, okay? Number four, you should not deceive.
Black,
you gotta hold this show down, Black.
Hey, no. This for all the time she muted my ass. Yeah, she muted herself.
Oh, man. I don't even know where to go from here, Black. I ain't got no notes.
Oh, man. No, man. Right now, we can talk about Jackson, Mississippi, that she come back, man. What's up? Fuck, I don't know.
All right, put me on, man. You got to put me on with the news, man, because I feel like I'm about tonight. So, go ahead, put me on.
Man, let me tell you about these motherfuckers right here. Meanwhile, my company has been attempting to take over that Jackson, Mississippi plant for a long time now, bro. I'm talking about, like, when it comes down to the size of the plant, it's supposed to be 11 persons with certifications on that particular plant. You see what I'm saying? On a 24-hour period. They only have three. Three with certifications, right? So you got three people with certifications, old as shit. You got well over like 12 to 16 pumps, right? out of those 12 to 16 pumps, only four of them work? Only four of them work? You see what I'm saying?
Well,
so when it come down to, man, it's just horrible. Their water quality is
shitty. What type of plant is this?
This is a water plant. This is a water plant.
They having a water shortage in Mississippi?
Man, look, they ain't got no water. What you talking about? They got nothing.
Damn. So this is this kind of like what happened in Michigan? Remember the
matter of fact, the lawyer
Michigan had.
The lawyer from Michigan is representing.
Wow.
That's why nobody wants to touch it now. Like now, motherfucker, like, man, look, man, don't holler at me now, bitch. Because when a motherfucker attempted to take over and shit, when a motherfucker rolled up the charter, you see what I'm saying? Man, fuck y'all. It is what it is. But, like, now the lawyer from Michigan is representing the residents of Jackson, Mississippi.
They fucked up
beyond repair. Man, look. And then the thing is, they can't get a – they so fucked up. Like, what people don't realize, you drink bleach. Everybody has bleach in their water.
Wow.
Due to the Clean Water Act, everybody has bleach in their water to kill the pathogens, to kill the fecal. Like, every – matter of fact, every bottle of water you drink, you see what I'm saying, somebody done shitted and pissed in it. I don't give a fuck what you say.
Taste pure to me.
Right, ignorance is bliss. You see what I'm saying?
Ignorance is
bliss. Until you really find out, that receiving water that they pumping out.
I told you, what you don't know won't hurt you, but go ahead.
Until you find out about it, then you be in your feelings, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Motherfuckers being their feelings, like, man, look, in actuality, the healthiest water for you to drink is the faucet water. Because it still has some type of mineral. Yeah, because it still has some type of minerals. Like, when you drink bottled water and shit like that, all the minerals that your body really needs has been scraped out of it. So all you're doing is just wasting your time drinking it. You drinking it thinking that you're rehydrating yourself, but you don't realize you're still thirsty. The first sign of dehydration is what? Thirst.
Yeah.
So if you don't take any type of vitamins that has some type of minerals or that has that type of magnesium and calcium to make you actually keep, you see what I'm saying, the fucking water, then all you're doing is just wasting your fucking time. But when it come down to Jackson, Mississippi, man, look, they so fucked up to where.
So what's the end game? What's the solution?
Man, the end game is to fire everybody.
So the shit is fucked up because of the plant fucked up. So that's why people want it all fucked up.
Like, look, peak game. This shit is so systemic. It's crazy. It's fucked up because the plant's fucked up, but it's also fucked up because the EPA and the DEQ has been called out on them boys for so fucking long. You see what I'm saying? So, like, you have all this paperwork where you are constantly in violation. But since Jackson is actually the capital of Mississippi, the EPA for Jackson be like, man, we can't really find them because they ain't got no money. Man, what the fuck you mean? Bitch, that's the capital. All the money goes to the fucking capital. And then it's distributed out within the other fucking city. You see what I'm saying? So, like, no, I mean, nigga, it's systemic. So everybody need to get fired. From the EPA to the DEQ to the fucking municipality.
Wait, so this was just poor management of this fucking water plant in Mississippi, in Flint, Michigan, it was like a water break or something like that.
Flint, Michigan was the same way. Flint, Michigan, their water had been fucked up for years, and everybody knew it, but they've been hiding it. It's the same thing with Jackson, Mississippi. You see what I'm saying? Like, the shit that happened in Flint, it just got to the point where, you know what I'm saying, you had so many stores. You had 60-minute stores. You know what I'm saying? You had all these news articles about the water in Flint. So you already had a history in Flint, Michigan. Now, when it came down to Jackson, Jackson was more hush-hush. But, like, no, nigga, it's the same. That's why the same lawyer for Flint, Michigan, is the same lawyer that's representing the residents of Jackson, Mississippi.
Well,
and they're going to get
that,
paid.
That
kind of
ties into. Oh, Black is back.
She unmuted herself.
Yo, what happened?
No, I'm guessing it's storming here, okay? So it is storming here. And I seen my monitor for the cameras go out. I seen it go out. But then I was like, okay, well, the phone is still going, so I'm good. And then when you text me, go. It'll come back on. It'll come back on.
You were just talking. You didn't realize.
Yeah,
you
I'm just.
We were doing.
What,
you on the house phone.
I'm like going. I'm on the office phone. So where did I? Where did
You lose power, the phone don't work. You got a digital phone.
Yeah.
So you on number four.
This I don't think she made it before. I think she's still on three. She was on
three.
Right?
Yeah, three.
Yeah,
three.
She was on three.
Get the freak out of here.
That's
why I was like,
don't leave people.
Okay. Don't mislead people. I'm talking about I'm just going.
Yeah.
Like,
man, look. Hey, bud, that reminds me of the time I was talking to fucking Mo, and I hit the hold button and didn't realize it, man. I was going off.
I sincerely apologize. Yeah. I'm on the cell phone now. But let's just jump back in it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Don't falsely lead people, okay? So y'all keep the numbers because I'm just going and I may not remember the numbers, okay? So the next point,
well,
you should not
that's
deceive
important,
people.
Three. Yeah. Just remember to say the
so
numbers.
So we on
two,
what? We on number four now. We on number four now. Thou should not deceive people
that's what
financially
I thought,
or spiritually. Okay? And
okay.
So that goes back to thou should not lie, right? If you're not deceiving people financially or spiritually, right? So keep in mind, and I just gave this whole example. The guy from Bed Bath and Beyond, the CEO from Bed Bath and Beyond, he just committed suicide in New York, right? He jumped over. Now, why Bed Bath and Beyond has to let go so many employees and they have to close like 150 locations they got to let go? You know, yeah, like it's just, it's crazy, right? But he's in court for inflating the prices in the stock, right? So, you know, he's playing games thinking that Bed Bath & Beyond would turn around. And what people fail to realize is that we've already been in a recession. I deal closely with a lot of companies, and I'm seeing the changes that they are making, and a lot of companies are struggling. Bed Bath & Beyond, I think, is what, the second major company that's making some type of change or had to do something due to, you know, adjusting. The company I know that I work for laid off over 600 people, right? And had to do, like, some makeshifts because people are failing to realize probably the top of the year it's going to be a lot more of that coming. So get yourself in order to be able to have some type of income coming in, right? It's happening. So when you mislead people and deceive people, you know, in reference to finances, right, or spirituality, right, you know, misleading people in reference to spirituality, that's huge. You know what I'm saying? It's really huge. So I was saying, like, when you market, you know, when I market online, I see, like, if I put some cards out that start with some, you know, depression or something like that, it may be the beginning of the message. Those videos go viral. The videos that start out with happiness and love and all of this stuff, they don't go viral because we have been programmed, well, they have been programmed to, you know, play into this pity party, you know, this depression frenzy, you know. And so we have to start talking to each other more because as I'm explaining to you guys that, you know, when Mo said, you know, he believes God is the universe, right? And I'm like, okay, you know, he was on to something there. And I love that, right? Because God is it within each of us, right? Our Ori, right? Look up Ori, O-R-I, Ori, which is our head, right? Our Ori is the God, right? So if God is within us, and we are the universe. And we had a topic and a conversation about being the universe before. We are the universe. Yes, God is the universe. We are God, right? And we have to learn to step into our shape to be able to grow and move forward. You know what I'm saying? When I read tarot, it's like people ask, you know, I do this chat with SG where spirit give me a message, and then I'm going and I'm sharing the messages, and they short videos, but, you know, get it out there. So when people are watching tarot and they're like, how can these messages affect the collective, right? And sometimes when they ask questions, I feel like breaking it down, and sometimes I don't, because I want people to go and dive deeper and get a bigger understanding for themselves so they can understand the situation. But as a collective, right, I can put a message out, and it could be thousands of people can relate to the message, right? Because when we feel like we are feeling this way, you know what I'm saying, our by ourselves, we're not. Collectively, we're going through a shift, right? Collectively, we're going through a shift. Right. Collectively. You know what I'm saying? Collectively, we're feeling a certain type of way. So it's you know, what they did was made it hard because, you know, you got the cyberbullying and so on and so forth, and people can't really talk about what they're going through because then you got these people. And a lot of times it be them behind fake accounts trying to make people feel bad so they don't talk about what they're going through, so they don't get the help, right? They've scared people into submission to feel like you shouldn't talk about what you're going through to see. But most of the time when you talk about these things, somebody else is going through it with you. You know what I'm saying? So maybe not on social media, but more so somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? Because they will keep doing it until they break you down. You know what I'm saying? And then what can you do? You can't do nothing about a bunch of cyber bullies and, you know, oh, we're going to stop this, we're going to stop that. It's them behind this shit. They don't want you to start the conversation. They don't want unity, right? So be mindful of that, okay? Next one, you should not claim a wisdom you're not entitled to.
Hold on. What number? Number five? Number five?
Yes. Y'all keep it up number with numbers. Five. I'm just going off. You should not claim a wisdom you're not entitled to, right? Which is the same thing as, not the same thing, but more so, you should not mislead people with wrong information, right? You can't be like, oh, yeah, I know this, I know this, I know this. You know what I'm saying? See, your beliefs, believing something and knowing something is two different things, right? So when you are claiming that you know something, like I said at the beginning, I'm still a student. I'll forever be a student, right? And everything that, you know, to my understanding may not be, you know, where my understanding will be on a subject a year from now because I'm forever a student, you know. As I'm in class and I sit back and I'm like, God, man, I'm not even, you know, I'm so much further than where I was a year from now. But a lot of it was me doing the research and me looking up and me doing this. So me to finally have, you know, a whole system that I can lean on is just absolutely amazing. But it came when it was supposed to happen, right? So be mindful of that. If you don't know, you don't know. Next what?
Number six.
You should humble yourself and not be egocentric. Right. Granted, this is where I was when I realized that the phone went out. So you should humble yourself. So get it. I know that the pressures of social media, of everybody fake balling, faking it to make it, you know, broadcasting what they got, you know, that put pressure on people to make people feel like they are not where they should be. Most of the time, you are right where you should be at. I mean, not all of the time. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's already written. You're right where you're supposed to be. So don't think that because these people and so many people are making something happen that you got to go and sell out, sell your soul, or do something that you shouldn't do. And then when you make that money, it's like all about flashing it. You ought to have an ego. You want to, you know, you go out, that's like me, you know, preparing for this, preparing for what I'm doing. And I'm feeling like I'm greater than somebody else because of what I'm doing. We all have our own callings. Everyone is not chosen. Like, everyone is not chosen to be a pastor. Everyone is not chosen to be a part of E5, right? You have followers of E5. You have dividers of E5. You got people that, you know, are in it, but they weren't chosen to be in it, and that's why it doesn't work for them. but they're not doing it the right way, right? So you got to see if you've chosen to be a part of, you know, what's happening. But, you know, put your ego aside. You know, we all here on a mission together as one. We all here trying to, you know, accomplish the greater good for our lineage. It's not even about ourselves. It's about our lineage, because guess what? There are going to be some people that's going to have to honor you when you're gone. So you want to lay the foundation to be honored, not to be honored because of what you had, but because of the knowledge that you was able to give, because of how humble that you were. You want to be the example of being humble. And with this day and age, you don't find a lot of humility on social media, because the humility gets faded out really fast. You know what I'm saying? That good stuff, that light, that shining light is faded out. And you see, you know, the clubs and the drinking and the people getting flued out and, you know, so on and so forth. I'm not going to add twerking into that, because dancing is a part of our lineage, right? But I am going to say, you know, the misleading and, you know, being misguided and feeling like, oh, well, I got this, I got that. Your ego will be broken down. You know, the people that you look up to, I spoke on it last week. You know, you see Young Thug. Young Thug got all this money, supposedly, but yet your jewelry, you still making payments on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, people don't understand what folks are going through to live this life, right? And you will all, it always comes crumbling down. When the ego is involved, when you're deceiving people spiritually or financially, it's only for a limited time. It's only for a limited time. So is it really worth it? Is it worth it to move fast and get what you need just to say you had it, or do you want to get it, hold it, and be able to live your life a different way? One person that I see, and I don't know him personally, but via social media, the most humble individual that I can say on social media that they keep trying to kick off social media, they keep trying to silence him, is Lil Duval. Lil Duval said, I may have, you know, that, but I drive a Prius. You know, I drive this, I drive that. Now, yeah, he got a helicopter, but he can invest in things like that because he's not going by luxury cars and he's not doing any of those things. He's living life. He's able to vacation. The man got a house on the beach in the Bahamas. Well, I mean, the whole Bahamas is a beach, but you know what I'm saying? The beach in his backyard, you know what I'm saying? And he got a house in Atlanta, and he's there for his mama, and he's there for his family. So these are the things that they keep trying to, you know, push him out. When you got people on social media doing all kind of crazy shit, they don't want to see the positivity. They don't want you to enlighten others, right? That's why we got to create our own. The next one. You should not be treacherous. Do I even have to explain this?
Yeah.
Not be treacherous.
No.
I think you should.
You should not have to be treacherous.
When you ask the question, I'm just going to answer. Like, yes.
Because you been asked, and at the end of the day, we got set back, and I got to hold the showdown. We ain't got that much longer.
All right, let's go to eight then.
But
right. Don't be treacherous.
Betraying anybody. You shouldn't betray somebody. You shouldn't be of deception. You know, you should not be, you know, of that energy. You should not deceive. You should not betray. Right? I mean, you are living life,
unstable.
Then you should see something. When people see me, it may feel like I should be further than I am, or it may feel like, you know, well, God, you get this overnight. Both of them, I'm where I should be, and I didn't get here overnight. But when you are living by a certain code on the back end, it seems like it's going slower, but you are preparing yourself for longevity. You know what I'm saying? The long haul, right? These are things that have to be, you know, be molded in you. You know what I'm saying? Because it's so easy to partake in the ways of the world, to become a sheep. And as a leader, you have to take your time. And there's going to be so many challenges that are going to get you to want to sell out and jump on board, because it'll be easier. And you got to just be able to move forward. That's right. Next one.
Number eight.
You should take capital seriously. You should take taboo seriously. And then the next one, you should not break taboo. Taboos are given to you when you go through initiation of E5. So I'm not going to stay on those long. But they're given to you when you go through initiation of E5. You got to take them serious. You should not break them. Taboos are things that you should not do.
Taboo, hold on.
Taboo, the thing that you should not.
Prohibited or excluded from use of practice. Okay, that's taboo. Don't break certain taboos.
Right. Exactly, and take them seriously. You know what I'm saying? So you got to abide by those. Okay, let's go to the next one. You should always be trustworthy.
11, 12. Where are we on? I'm in month. You don't have a number?
We,
you don't
one,
know what
two,
number you're on?
No,
we're on 9.
3, 4,
no.
5, 6, 7, 8.
We're on 9.
We're on 10. Number 10.
10, yeah.
What? You should always be trustworthy,
yeah.
Right? And so if people are listening to this, they'll be like, man, you know, you can swing that in business than other. The thing about sources is going to be very repetitious.
Taboo had two.
Source is going to be very repetitious, right? And with source being repetitious, because source is going to put it in any type of way that it needs to be put so that you may not feel like, okay, well, maybe that didn't mean that. You should be trustworthy, right? Don't lie. You know, don't betray. Don't deceive. Number 11, you should not take a walking cane from the blind. Respect Obatala's creation, people with disabilities. So the people that have disabilities, and if we look, and now I feel like, you know, back in the day, you used to be like, oh, shit. Now, you know, people with disabilities are more so, you know, understood. You know, they're more taken to now. But you should never disrespect anyone with a disability. You know, lend a helping hand. If that's something, if you're not comfortable with it, great. Just don't disrespect them, okay? Always be a guiding light for someone with a disability. I see things where people are like, golly, you know, they may talk about somebody, you know, the way they short, or, you know, the way their feet look or something like that. A disability is anything that you were born with that you cannot change. You know what I'm saying? Or anything that you have about yourself that you can't change. Because there's some people that have disabilities that were not born with them. You know what I'm saying? So there's anything about you that you cannot change, right? So be mindful of that. All right? Number 12, you should not take a cane from the elders. Respect your elders. So, you know, if you know the Bible, then a lot of this stuff will sound familiar to you. You know, in a lot of different ways, right? But the thing is, with the Ten Commandments, is that they conform that to be their laws, right? And then I'll tell you what I mean by that. But respect your elders. You know, your elders will be, you know, your ancestors or someone else's ancestors. They've lived a life to pave the way for you to do what it is that you're doing. So always respect your elders, okay? Now, in E5. Once you consult with E5, like just say somebody is causing harm to you. Now, in E5, just you know, I touched on it earlier, but we should not do juju. That's what it's called, juju, meaning that we should not cause harm to anyone with magic, right? If somebody bothering us, you know, let our ego go and handle it, right? And that's how that's supposed to go. Now,
karma.
If someone is bothering you to the point to where they won't stop, you can then consult E5 and ask E5, you know, what should be the next step. Because there is a limit, you know what I'm saying, to where you can start to do, you can bust a move, right? So don't think that, you know, the one thing I don't want people to think is like, because we should not do juju on others, you know, we should use that to assist us with making our life better, that we solve. Because you keep fucking with someone, a diviner, a babalawo, or Orisha, and you keep doing things, and then your ancestors be like, get them. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you're going to get God. You know, trust and believe that.
Karma.
So understand that, okay?
All right, so we on 13, 14? What are we on, 13?
I don't know, but so that should respect more laws, right? That should respect more laws. It's a word here, and again, I'm still learning Yoruba language, right? And I'm doing this at the same time as I'm working through, you know, my classes and so on and so forth. I'm gonna spell this word out because I don't know how to say it, but it's O-G-B-O-N-I-X, right? So that should not take an O-G-B-O-N-I-X wife or husband respect moral law, right? So you know there is moral law when it comes to that, okay? You should not sleep with your friends. Wife or husband, don't betray friends, right? So that is a law. You know, like, it's plenty of people out here. Stop messing with your friend's mate. Well, wife or husband, that's what it says. So you can't, it don't say nothing about boyfriend or girlfriend, but it says wife or husband here, so we got to go with the context. But to be trustworthy, you shouldn't deal with their girlfriend or boyfriend. You know what I'm saying? Because that all falls in there, but it's a pure law about wife and husband. You know what I'm saying? Once a person is married, that comes along to a completely different thing. And understand, in E5, we do practice what they consider in America polygamy, right? You can have multiple wives, mainly, depending on where they're coming at from Africa. You know, they are against, you know, the multiple husband for the women because men, you know, feel superior in certain places that practice E5. So, yeah, okay? You should not go behind and discuss secret. Do not betray trust. So, you know, there is plenty of people that have given me secrets and I've gotten mad and said, okay, well, we're done,
yeah.
And I still have not discussed any of their secrets. And that was before I even knew it was a law. But it's just something
that's
in you, right? You know, you
that's
don't want
to,
you know,
right,
yeah, that's G code. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and I'm, you know, I'm a whole G, you know. But you don't want to make somebody feel like, dang, even if it's not going in your favor. Like, don't hold somebody's information just because you feel like, oh, they may come back. And then when you see they're not coming back, you're like, oh, well, you know, No, like, if somebody tells you something, or if you know somebody's secrets, if you know somebody's, you know, weak points or whatever, then you know it. Keep that shit to yourself. Why is it that people feel the need to go and tell somebody else's business? Talk about your own business. And most of the time when you see people talking about somebody else's business, it's because their life isn't right. You know what I'm saying? So, and you got people that are initiated, and they don't follow these laws, because I've seen them. They don't follow these laws here, and then they wonder why, you know, their life is in turmoil, or why this is happening, why that is happening, right? Like, we all have to follow these laws. We all have to follow the code. And so some people will be like, well, you holier than thou, you know. You should not disrespect a true Olorisha or Babalawo. Right? So somebody that has been initiated and they take their honor serious because it's a lifelong tradition, you know? This is like, you know, year 40. This is, you're going into the second half of your year, right? In the second half of your life, you at that point are living a different life. When E5 chooses, when you're chosen for E5 and you recognize the calling that has been put over your life, baby, you got to live it for the rest of your life. There's changes, you know? And so some people may feel like, well, dang, you know, I can't practice E5 because, you know, I got my kids and I can't take my kids and, you know, I can't do this and I can't do that. Yeah, you can take your kids, right? You can take your kids because the one thing that I learned, because I used to be that person as well, the one thing that I learned was that you need to teach your kids the tradition. You got to pass it down to your children. How else will the legacy live on, right? There are people that taught their kids, that taught their kids, and it keeps going on, right? There are people that went to Africa and learned this and are coming back, and they're teaching this to Africans that are in America. You know what I'm saying? So that you can understand your power and your ashe and stuff into it, right? So we got to teach our children the lineage, right? So the thing that bothers me, then that's the 16 laws. But the thing that bothers me is that we can be around our children and y'all arguing around y'all children watching y'all smoke weed, they watching this person and that person come around. They doing all of these things, but you trying to tell me that you can't expose your children to true lineage? The thing is that yeah. It hasn't been exposed enough, and therefore we have many sheep and not nowhere near as many leaders as we should have if we understood, you know, where we came from. If you're in a poly relationship, however it may go, show your children so that they can keep it going, right? Marriages should not be between man, God, and the white man. They should not. Marriages are between man and God alone, right? That's not, and none of those things, and did I say you got to go to a courthouse and get a marriage license? But only the Africans that live in America, and I say Africans for our people of color, our melanated people, all of you, only to you guys, you feel as though that marriage has to constitute a paper and going in business with the government. We don't do marriages in that manner. Our marriages are a ceremony, okay? It's a ceremony, and now you are one, right? Then you, when you want to separate, you go talk about it, and it is what it is. We don't put the people in what we're doing. So with that being said, it already outlines in the law of thou cannot have more than one wife does not exist to us because we're not putting them in our business any damn way. You know, but we got to learn to create more tribes. We got to learn to, you know, expand and create more, right? These people over here are just, I just want to be the only one. You go to Africa, they just trying to, they fighting to be the main one. You know what I'm saying? The first one. That's what they fighting for, to be at home, being taken care of, and life working out for them. And guess what? Africa, everything is a whole lot cheaper, right? So at the end of the day, just think about it. If you got three solid people that come together with three solid sources of income, right, and you got one big house or you got a compound, which is a big piece of land with multiple properties on this land, right, and you pay that shit off, how much money do you think you're going to save? How much generational wealth do you think you will be able to create? Instead of thinking of, on a selfish level of this is mine and I won't tolerate this. I'm not talking to y'all that won't tolerate this because guess what? That's not my duty to change your mind. But what I am here to do is to open up the minds of the free thinkers, of the people that can understand that something is right, that have tried monogamous relationships over and over and over again, that feel as though, man, it's not worth it. I keep getting this. I keep getting that. I give up on love. We're here to get closer to love, right? So, therefore, giving up on love is never the answer. But now you got to figure out why is it that something keeps happening. You need to go into your birth chart. You need to go and find out what's happening in your Venus. You need to figure out who aligns with your energy. You need to figure out if it's even in your DNA to be in a type of relationship that you are trying to create. It goes way deep, but, you know, we're going to talk about those things in spiritual conversations, you know, throughout. But, you know, these are the laws, man. And so once you become one, you know, with the laws and you understand, like, this is where I'm going. This is what I need to do, right? You may feel as though, you know, doing things the right way is not getting you or where you want to be fast enough or it's boring. You're aligned with where you're supposed to be. You can't worry about what's happening. You can't worry about, you know, well, why you don't have this right now. Because when you get to where you need to be spiritually, right, when you are properly molded, you're going to have an abundance. You're not going to know what to do with it. You know what I'm saying? So understand the peace that one must have in order to ascend on this particular journey. So that was me taking it to exactly, 10:09. I was told to take it to 10:10. So I did my thing. Supreme gratitude to everybody that tuned in tonight for our spiritual conversation. I really, really appreciate it. And we keep this up every first Sunday of the month. We tap into a spiritual conversation. I'm not trying to convert anybody. It's just to make you open up your eyes and look at life a little bit different so we could get a little bit further than what we already are. Ashe.
Yes. All right. So when
is Mo going to create something?
Yeah. Create something. What you mean? Create what?
You hear what Black said? You got to create, man. You got to, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, create. You talking about? Create a little person? That's what you're talking about? I don't know.
Eventually they're going to grow, but yeah.
I don't know, man. You know, I'm just taking it one day at a time, man. One day at a time. We'll
you older than everybody on the phone, man. What the fuck
I know. I know, man. I'm not a traditionalist, but, hey, you know, only time will tell. You know what I'm saying? So, without further ado, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to kick this off. So this is my favorite part of the show. So anybody that's new to the show, you know what I'm saying, if it's your first time listening, this is the part of the show where I get a chance to talk my shit. This is the world famous Chopper. So, you know what I'm saying, that's why I have Black, you know, down the show to 10-10. Because I told her, like, I don't really have my best stuff today because I'm ripping and running, you know what I'm saying? I'm wheeling and dealing out here in New York City, man. So it's been a long week, so I've been a little, off my game as far as getting my topics together this week. But I'm still bringing something to the table, man. You know, I'm going to just freestyle with anything. So without further ado, you know, I'm going to get into the world-famous chop-up. So a couple things, man. I guess the first thing that I'm going to run down and get into, I'm going to get into the sports report real quick. Because shout out to my Cleveland Cavs, man. Like, the Cavs, of course, you know, if you're not from Cleveland, the only thing you know about the Cavs is what LeBron James and maybe Kyrie Irving has brought to the team, you know what I'm saying? So big shout out to them. In 2016, of course, they won a championship. They beat that Golden State Warriors team and just won the championship, but they – you know, beat the when Golden State was first coming of age or whatever. So you know, LeBron did it for the town. You know, of course he had went to Miami. You know, he was drafted by the Cavs. Then went to the Miami Heat, won a couple championships with him and D Wade. Then you know, wanted to solidify his legacy, came back to the C town, won a championship. You know, stayed a couple years, and then he dipped out to LA where he is now with the Lakers. But quiet as it's kept. And, of course, then, you know, Kyrie left, what was it, shortly after? Or, you know, he went to Boston and now he's in Brooklyn, of course. But quiet as it's kept, the Cavs, they've slowly been just reworking their team, and they've been doing it the right way. So I like their young team. You know, they made it to the play-in tournament last year. They didn't get into the playoffs, but they had a good showing. It was like a year ahead of time for the people out there listening. So, you know, a few days ago, I was pleasantly surprised to find that the Cavs landed Donovan Mitchell. So for anybody out there that's, you know, not all into the hoops like I am, Donovan Mitchell used to play with the Utah Jazz. You know, him and Rudy Gobert was kind of holding down the Jazz. And then they basically just blew up that team because it was kind of underachieving. So Rudy Gobert, at the beginning of the summer, was in like a slightly like blockbuster deal. You know, he's going to go to the Minnesota Timberwolves. He's going to be there with, they got a nice young team there. But he's going to be with the Minnesota Timberwolves. So that already happened. And then Donovan Mitchell, I thought the Miami Heat would have been the in the forefront to get him, because if you know anything about Donovan Mitchell's game, his game is very similar to Dwayne Wade. You know, he's got the same kind of build, same type of game, man. He gets to the hole, can score, you know, he's young. You know, he's like a young D Wade, the way D Wade used to play, you know, when he was a young cat in the NBA. So anyway, Cavs, you know, pulled off the deal. The only person that we did have to give up some draft picks, but I'm not mad at that because the Cavs, we do have a young team already, and the draft capital that we gave up, I don't really foresee anybody really coming into the draft is going to really change the game. And, you know, we got good management right now, so, you know, I don't think we're going to lose the
I don't think we're going to lose out on those draft picks. I don't think it's – I think it was worth doing, putting those picks in to get this deal done. Long story short, the only person that we did lose that, you know, he was more of a Cleveland favorite than a national favorite, but it's Colin Sexton. You know, I think that's a good move for Utah. I mean, I think he just wants a fresh start in a new place, you know, because basically he got hurt last year, and it was a young guy named Darius Garland who stepped his game up, you know what I'm saying, took his position while he was hurt and, you know, made the All-Star team last year. So, you know, got Darius Garland. And then, you know, we had a really good draft pick, you know, a couple years ago. I think last year was his, actually his rookie season. But this is a person that's on a come up, man. So his name is Evan Mobley. Remember that name, Evan Mobley. Like, he is polished, man. I think he's out of USC, if I'm not mistaken. I think he's like probably like the number third pick or something, Cavs, like the year before. But basically, man, I think, you know, he's got – I don't want to say, you know, Tim Duncan is a GOAT. You know, Tim Duncan is like is the best power forward of all time. You know, everybody knows, anybody who's watched basketball or knows Tim Duncan is the big fundamental. But Evan Mobley, remember I told you this because, you know, the Cavs under the radar. You know, they're not, you know, the Lakers or the Nets or the Boston Celtics. So, you know, you might not know, and they, you know, you just might just know LeBron or when Kyrie played with the Cavs. But they got a nice little team that's bubbling, and they play good just basketball, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, fundamental, like, good just basketball, good brand of basketball. It's on the low. So, you know, Evan Mobley. And you got Darius Garland, and now you bring in Donovan Mitchell. He's going to be a closer. So, yeah, I like where the team is going, man. We got a nice young head coach. So, yeah, just be on the lookout. We got Kevin Love still. Kevin Love is still off the bench. You know, Kevin Love was on that Cavs team with LeBron and Kyrie. He's, like, the only person left. You know what I'm saying? So he's just the veteran now. So I'm just excited, man. I think it's going to be a good deal. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, So now, if I'm just doing my ratings, I'm just about to do a quick preseason rating of the teams in the East. So right now, I would say, you know, heading into the new season, you know what I'm saying, I'm getting ahead of ourselves because, you know, of course, football starts next week or Thursday. You know what I'm saying? So I'm locked in with that. But then this Cavs deal happened, and so I'm talking a little bit of basketball prematurely. I know that I'm in football mode right now, but I'm going to talk some basketball because this trade happened. But I would say, you know, going into the season next year, you know, teams to watch out for in the East, I would put number one, Milwaukee Bucks. Yeah, I know Boston Celtics went to the championship this year. They did lose. You know, of course, Golden State beat them in the championship. I like what Boston's doing. But I think, you know, the fact that Milwaukee did win the championship next year, I think Giannis comes back even better. The team is still, like, gelling. You know, I still think they're the team to beat in the East going into the new season. And then number two, right behind them, I got Boston Celtics. You know, they made a couple of tweaks to their roster. I love their young coach, you know what I'm saying? Nia Long's husband, man, he's putting on for Boston right now. Really found his lane with the Celtics. So I think they're going to be the number two squad out the East going into next year. Number three team, I would say the Brooklyn Nets. You know what I'm saying? So Brooklyn Nets, I think all the stuff you might be hearing, yeah, you might turn on First Take or, you know, you might turn on Skip Bayless and they talking all this, I don't know if Kevin Garnett is going to come back. I'm not Kevin Garnett. Kevin Durant is going to come back and he might get traded and this and that. He won out of Brooklyn and Kyrie Irving, he going to get traded. I'm here to let you know, look, Sports is my thing, man. I know what I'm talking about. But listen to me when I tell you, the Brooklyn Nets next year, they're not trading Kevin Durant. He's in a four-year deal. They don't have to trade him. You know what I'm saying? Ownership has the leverage. And Kyrie Irving, he opted in because now, you know, he want to get another bag. So he's opted in, and he's going to be on his best behavior and probably play his best brand of basketball that he's done in, like, a few years because he want to get that bag. So, you know, he's in the last year of his deal. So, of course, he's going to try to ball out to see, you know, if he wants to stay with the Brooklyn Nets or if some other team will give him a bag. He'll be an unrestricted free agent. So, you know, Kyrie looks for him to have a big season because, you know, all this COVID shit is going to be over. you know, it's hopefully, you know, it's hopefully it doesn't come back, but, you know, going into the season. So I think Kyrie's going to ball out. And I just think the only question mark with Brooklyn is Steve Nash. I think they're going to give him a very short leash. Kevin Durant already tried to get him and the GM fired, but the GM is not doing a bad job. So I don't know why Kevin Durant was like, yo, you know, we should fire, you know, Steve Nash and the GM. No, just fire Steve Nash. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, long story short, they're going to give Steve Nash a very, very, very short leash. So the minute it's some slippage or something like that, he's out of here. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, all that being said, Brooklyn's number three. You know what I'm saying? But the number four team out the East, man, so far going into, like, my you know, preseason and going into, you know, basketball, which is going to get started back in, what, November or late October. The Cavs, man, like, look out for them. Cleveland Cavaliers, I think they're going to really have something to say, man. I think they got just a low, you know what I'm saying? They're just on the low, and I think they're going to, you know, they're going to really have a promising season, man. Great, excellent deal for my Cavs, man. So, you know, so that's the sports report as far as basketball. Now, on another somber note, you know, I just want to say peace and shout out and thanks to the career of Miss Serena Williams. Apparently, she's going to be calling it quits. You know, she was, she tried her best to ball out in Queens, you know.
Crying like a sissy.
Yeah, of course, man. Look, she, you know, she's had a luxurious career, man. She's a GOAT, you know what I'm saying? So she, you know, it was star-studded, man. I was at the gym. I wish I could have went, and, you know, it wasn't in the cards this year. But anyway, I was at the gym working out. I saw her first round match, you know, star-studded, man. You had Mike Tyson in the audience, Bill Clinton, Spike Lee, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to tell you. Well, now, I don't know if it's – well, we got some young talent coming up. But I was about to tell you, man, if you really want to do a sporting event, man, especially New York City, the U.S. Open is it, man. U.S. Open or the Knicks, when the Knicks are good. But the Knicks ain't been too good. But U.S. Open is my top-of-the-line sporting event to do in New York. I would say go to U.S. Open event if you can, man. It's just a vibe, man. Believe me when I tell you, I've been there a few times. It's a vibe. It's in Queens, New York. It's like this part of Queens, like, it's right by the Met Stadium, but it's like a, you know, for somebody like me, I'm a tennis guy, man, but it's like a freaking amusement park of just tennis. You know what I'm saying? If you just walk in, it's like walking through an amusement park, but it's just tennis shit everywhere. You know what I'm saying? And it's the sponsor stuff. So if you balling out, you know, they got the freaking Mercedes-Benz dealership. You just go in there, pull out your black car, buy new bands, or just the fly rich shit. You know what I'm saying? It's just right there. And just tennis, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, tennis always has an etiquette, man. That's what I like about it. You know, it's a style you got to be. You can't just go into any tennis match and wear some just bullshit. You got to come in there sophisticated. You know what I'm saying? It's sophisticated folks from all races, you know, watching these matches, man. So that's what the U.S. Open was all about. But anyway, so she, you know, she won the first round, won the second round. And everybody started getting pumped, like, oh, Serena might win this thing. And then, you know, the third round came to a close, man. The young lady to beat her, what's her name? Let me see if I can pull up her name, man. Her name is actually Ayla Tom Yanovic or some shit like that. But basically, she's like, man, I feel like a villain. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, of course, everybody was rooting for Serena. But, you know, I just wanted to say thanks, man. She's been just she's been great, man. Like, 23 Grand Open titles, you know, pillar of the sport, you know, just hats off, man. Class act, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, she was in her heyday, man. She was like a Mike Tyson, you know. When she was playing, man, she would just overpower these females, man. It was just great to watch, man. So, you know, but, you know, everything must come to an end. So, you know, big shout out to Serena on that. Let me see here. What else we got? What else I got going, man? Like I said, I'm just freestyling this. Definitely check out this week's episode of Reasonable Doubt. You know what I'm saying? Once again, that's a show I do with my co-host, Kev Hurt, every Tuesday on my other Twitter page, the Mo Benz account. So I'm going to finally get a chance to, me and him going to dissect the DJ Khaled album. I don't know what I think about it, man. I don't know. Smooth, you strike me as a person that kind of listened to DJ Khaled's album. Did you listen to it? Or you probably heard the song with Jay-Z, right? You seem like that type
man,
of guy.
I do not strike. I do not carry myself in a manner to make you believe that I listen to DJ Khaled. Like, don't insult me like that, but come on. Another
wait,
one.
Don't act brand new. Don't act like I ain't analyzing it. The last DJ Khaled album had the song with Jay-Z and Nas. And you said, oh, yeah, that's my shit. Sorry, not sorry. Did you not say that? We can pull a tape.
I mean, you have to put, but if I did hear the song, I never said it was my shit, but I did hear the song on YouTube. Listen. I'm an 80s baby, okay?
Okay.
All right? Anything that came out after 98, I don't know nothing about it, dog.
You don't know nothing about it?
I don't know nothing about it.
About
you know what I'm saying? But look, I heard rumors. I heard rumors about the Jay-Z verse, but I never listened to the shit.
Yeah, man. To me, it's just this is the part where I just gotta hop off, man. You know I'm a music guy, man. I love my rap music, man. But I can't stand this worship, man. And to me, like, look, I don't want to sound like a Jay-Z hater, man, because I'm not, man. I respect everything that he's brought to the game musically, you know, his businessman. But to me, like. All it is him bragging now, man, and people just love it. That shit's just like he ain't even really talking about shit, but just bragging about his lifestyle, and people just love that shit. It's like, that's not your lifestyle. That's his lifestyle. So I don't know, man. Like, in the words of Ice Cube, man, Ice Cube had this one lyric from this one song. I hope I don't mess it up. But he's got this one song where he's talking about, like, dudes coming up to him, like, all on his jock, and he's like, yo, man, get off my dick and tell your bitch to come here. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, like it's just all this fucking worship, man. They just trying to, like, Michael Jackson, Jay-Z, man. And that shit just, I don't know, it just rubs me the wrong way. So that's what everybody's doing with this whole supposedly Jay-Z verse. He does have one part of the song. There's only one lyric where he talks about, like, kicking the snow off his Timberland boot or whatever. I can relate to that because, you know, back in the day I used to wear Timberland. And I remember, you know, on a snowy day kicking the snow off my boot. But other than that, it's a bunch of just like, I'm a billionaire, you're not, and this is why I'm dope. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just like, yo, I want to hear some more in-depth shit that I can relate to. That's just me. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, I'll totally break it down, you know, for anybody out there this Tuesday, me and Kev Herc, you know, that'll be one of our topics or whatever. Let me see. We got 3 minutes left, man.
I'm a DJ Khaled fan. Hell no.
But you know,
how dare you?
I only say that because DJ Khaled, man, like he just, you know, he's just getting whatever, you know, he's gonna get anybody that's hot, legendary,
right,
hot,
right.
You know, just hot and
yeah,
just put it together. So
one
a lot
thing,
of people.
I watch the news, man. You
okay.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I watch
right,
the
right,
news,
well, look,
man.
No, but DJ Khaled is like that one. All right, you know, I don't really listen to all the new stuff, but you know, I listen to new DJ Khaled because it got like all the people that's hot supposedly. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I don't know. So maybe I'm wrong. You know what I'm saying? Or I should have said I knew you would have probably heard the Jay-Z song from the DJ Khaled album. So maybe I should have been more
specific. Oh yeah, no,
that
would have worked.
DJ Khaled.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So when you hear it, man, let me know what you think. I think you're going to probably like it. It seems like you're Steve's or whatever. But anyway, what else?
What, the song?
So, yeah, man, we got about – what'd you say?
You said the song?
Yeah, I think it's just your shit. It seems like some shit you'll like. I don't know. You listen to it and you tell me if I'm right next week or whatever. We'll revisit
what's
this.
What's the name of the song?
It's called God Did, yeah. God Did. That's the name of the DJ Khaled album, and that's the name of the song with Jay-Z, I believe. It's called God Did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's catchy. I mean, it's definitely the phrase is catchy. I will say that, if nothing else. But anyway, that's pretty much it, man. We got about a minute left. I was going to get into another topic, but I don't want to, you know, go past the mark or whatever. So big shout-out for Black holding it down. You know what I'm saying? We're a tag team here. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying, I'm getting to the bag. And I just ain't got it this week, you know what I'm saying? So I was happy that it was Black Spiritual Show, and she was able to hold down most of the show. You know, of course, I'll have some more topics next week, man, to, you know, as I, you know, have some time to just deep dive or whatever. But big shout out to Smooth on the check-in. You know, he put me on to some news earlier today that I wasn't even hip to. I told you not watch the news, man. I get my news from Twitter. So, hey, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, people out there in Mississippi, yeah, man, like, they got to get that together, man. Like, but